up, guys? BTC Joe here. Day is July 15th, I believe. 14th, 15th, something like that. Time, we'll do that when we publish it, as per usual. May even start including, you know, the non-cryptocurrency timestamp as well. There's been some talk about that, but I don't know. You could deduce it from the block anyway. It's year zero of the Truth Social Network. Coming up on year one in, what is it, I think October it was. So, you know, another 4 or 5 months, something like that. 1 year anniversary. Pretty amazing how far we've come so far. Didn't think we'd, you know, we're ahead of schedule as far as I'm concerned. That's what I think this one's going to be about. Just looking at things from the long term, with a long term perspective. And, you know, upon popular request, maybe I'll get into some poker, but it can't all be about poker, guys. You know, I got shit to do. And that's another thing. This isn't the only thing I do. So, you know, got to fit everything in when it's convenient. Sure, there is three of us right now, but, you know, we each have our own side things going on as well. Yeah, so the big picture, long term, right? Not going to do another summary. We've been doing enough of those. But, you know, I think time is on our side because as time goes on, the more I learn about technology, the more technology itself progresses and advances, the more the need increases for a decentralized social network. It's not like that seems to be slowing down with all the censorship and all that. It's like, yeah, you know, we got the shit, you're coming to us. So, you know, it's sort of the way it is. And then there's the fact that cryptocurrency is in a perpetual bull market, and it looks like it's about to start going crazy. So as time progresses, so does the advancement of cryptography, or the public awareness and education and user interfaces of cryptocurrency, PKI, and so forth. So does that, right? That's gonna increase. So this, as Bitcoin goes, the more people will have the basic skills required to use the Truth Social Network. So I know it can work. It is working. I know some of the other parts that are going to be coming into play can work as well, but may take some time at some point off to just get more familiar in that. You know, time is on my side. Yes, it is. So that's kind of the mindset here. You like that? Impressive, right? It's like bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee. That's my voice. I've been told it's like a combination of Helen Keller meets those guys in the smoking commercial with the throat thingy. All right, gotta be careful. Everyone's starting to look at me now. I know. It's a library, guys. I know. Anyway, yeah. Maybe just one more quick one. Scooby Dooby Doo Bop. Scooby 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 Dooby Doo Bop. Yeah. Do you believe in magic? Enough of that. It's funny, what? You ever think, like, comedians, they do it so they can say whatever the fuck they want. Maybe that's what leads them to do it. Maybe they just have that personality. I don't know. I mean, it would make sense, too, because a lot of them just aren't fucking funny, you know? But that I could jive with, you know, just being able to say whatever the fuck you want. So I guess, yeah, for those purposes, we should all be comedians. Anyway, poker, right? What else can we say? We got into the type of games, how you sort of lead in, get a feel for the game, rhythm is huge. You play the person, you play the table, you play the day, you play the rhythm, play the hand, and hands are kind of important, but not as important as you would think. Like, the actual hands you get, the importance of them is incredibly overrated. Like, I cannot tell you how overrated the importance of these hands are. Because, again, the rhythm is huge. If the rhythm's on your side, you can play anything and win by just pushing the chips around. And so, but you don't want to play too many weak hands, like weak, bum-ass hands, of course, because you're representing a style. You're representing, you're making a reputation of a style on that day. I mean, real poker players don't have a style that they always have, right? They have a different style for a different table, for a different day, for a different player. But, you know, you don't want to lower your rep by playing too many bum-ass hands. Like, some of these hands you get, 7-deuce off to whoever it is, like, you're really trash. But I could play you anyway just because I could win with anything. But, you know, you don't have time to play every hand. But then, of course, there's just the math and, like, you know, fucking boring statistics of it all, which you gotta know as a poker player. You can't just only be playing styles and people and all that. You gotta actually know the odds and stuff to, how can you semi-bluff and do all that stuff unless you know the statistics. And you gotta just know how bad beats come and shit like that. So, you know, like, for instance, say there's like a set on the board, right, on the table, and it could be any set, whether it's, you know, 3 tens, 3 jacks, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And you're playing, right, and you have a pocket pair, like a low pocket pair or something like that, or you hit, right? You have 2 different cards and you hit, and you get a full house, right? So you have 7-4 and 3 tens are out there, and then the turn is a 4, so you got your fours full, but you think you got a full house, but when it's a set on the board, it's not like a regular fucking full house, because anyone else can have a higher pocket pair, another card can come out higher than a four, can be a wash. There's a million, you know, it could be 4 of a kind. There's a million ways you could lose. So that's not a full house. That's like a washed up full house. That's what I call it. Washed up full house. So you can't play that strong because it's such a fucking terrible hand that gets beat by anything. And then you have these different names for different types of hands. Like, there's an inside straight and an outside straight. So you got to know the different straights. Like, and are they even straights? Like, the sequential 2 before the 3 that are out there, right? Or if you have the outside as compared. Or it could be the 2, you know, after the 2 above, which is okay, but it's not as good as you think, because it's like, oh, it comes after. It's like, oh, I'm coming on his back, right, of the last straight. So it's like, oh no, I came on his back. So it's like, no, that hand's not that great, or the other hand. You're both like either washed up straight or washed up full house. So anyway, I'm dragging on, talking about fucking poker again, so we'll probably wrap it up here. But that was a great show, wasn't it? Full House used to fucking watch that shit religiously. That was one of my favorite shows back in the day. But I don't know if they still run it, or I guess it's probably canceled now with everything else, right? It's like, did I do that? That was my favorite line. It's like, did I do that? So I don't know if it got canceled, but that's too bad. Yeah, I should probably do it for today. Keep in mind, with these little games, it's like, who... Shit, I always play their hands for them, but who does this benefit, right? The more obvious this becomes, right? Did I really think this through, right? But, you know, you could do your little Mandelbrot set. Slights, that's cute. Just, oh, I hope you don't do that more. Like, oh no, not Cheddar Bob. You know, who's next? Who's next? Uncle Jesse? All right, that's it, guys. Peace.